I can't see without my glasses all the chevra that are playing. But I know who you are. I know you're there. Eitan's voice has carried us through so many wonderful times and difficult times. And it's going to carry us all the way to the Bezer Mikdash, and we're going to watch Eitan walk right in the Bezer Hashem. Should be so. He's a kohen, you know that. And there's so much more beautiful music I wanted to mention at the beginning now. The Imamish are ready to come out. We need a little bit of money and a little bit of time. And we have so many of these songs, these amazing songs from Michal Shapiro. Vahavas Olam is one of them. There are many, many more. And Chavish to be Mishtatif. Hopefully we could have them out this year. We would love to have the second Chaluk of the Nagunim, of our Eish Kodesh Nagunim. There's a Mishtata to talk to Israel again. There's Simi is here with the Chavish from Canada, from Toronto. Posach Eliyahu. In some communities, before Kabbalah Shabbos, there's a piece of the Tikkuni Zohar that is said, contains within it a tamsis of the whole world of the Ari HaKadosh, and of the Zohar HaKadosh. And in Posach Eliyahu, there's a sentence but screaming to Vishvat. Rosh Shmai Var. Hashem created heaven and earth. Vapikas Mnayim Shimsha Visahara Vikachvayu Mazalaya. And you brought forth from the heavens and the earth the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. Uba'ara and the earth, Ilonin, Vidishin, Viginsa de Eden, and trees, and Gan Eden. For Isbin the Chaven and animals be here, the Eifin and birds, the Nun and the fish. Uvne Nashel is the Maida behind the line. And you created man. And you created all that exists in order to make known through them the higher worlds. Veich yisnad un iloy nusatoy. Veidan iloy mitatoy. How the higher and the lower worlds are conducted. And how the higher worlds may be known from the lower worlds. From this lower world. The leis the yodabach klal, but Hashem, your essence, who you are, we don't know. All that we could possibly know about Hashem. Is by looking at the world, by trying to understand this world. The higher worlds may be known from the lower world. And that means that it's not just a matter of studying the sun and the moon and the animals and the plants. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam. The tree. And here it's Mefurish and Torah and Chumash. Man is like the tree of the field. And the Novi Yeshaya says, Kimei ha'eitz yimei ami. If you want to understand, if you want to understand what a Jew is, then try to understand this part of the lower world that's called an Elon, a tree. And if you want to understand what's unique about Am Yisrael,
the chiddush of Am Yisrael. Kimei Ami, Kimei Ha'etz, Kimei Ami. To understand Am Yisrael, one has to understand this bria that Hashem is Baruch Mei. To understand ourselves, to understand our people, and to understand what we're able to about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eloi, the higher world, not only Hashem, but that higher part of ourselves, of who we are, can be made known to us through studying the Tatoi, this world, Ubifrat. The tree. I'm sure that you all know the Sipurim Aisiyas, the stories of Rabbi Nachman Salusi Aleinu, the lost princess, Avedas Bas HaMelech. And you remember that the viceroy, the prime minister, was searching for the lost princess, was searching for the Bas Melech. Over 100 years he was looking for her. And you all remember that there were times that he almost found her. And he would fall asleep. And he would awaken to discover that she had passed. Kamti ani leftarich ledoidi v'nei chomak ovar. And how many times that's happened to us? Until finally, Baal Kain Eilech El Hamidbarius. So finally he went out to the desert, El Hamidbarius. And V'holach Levak Shabim Midbarius, Kama V'kama Shana. And he went searching for the princess in the deserts, Kama V'kama Shana, many years. And then Rabbi Nachman says something very, very strange. And we feel, we see here Tu B'Shvat Higia. Achar kach ra'a Adam Godel Ma'oid. Then he saw an Adam Godel Ma'oid, a giant, some giant person. She'ena begeda noishi klal. Ena begeda noishi klal. It wasn't human. It was something so, he was so tall. It wasn't the Gedeh Noishi Klal. It was strange. It wasn't human. Rabbi Nachman says that V'nosa Ilon Godel, and this giant was carrying on his shoulder an Ilon Godel, a huge tree. So the viceroy of the king, the Mishnah Lamelech, he described to this giant why he was there and how for so many years he was looking for the lost princess. Amalai. And this strange man, this giant, told him, Bevadai ainu benimsa klal. Bevadai ainu benimsa klal means you're wasting your time. Ainu benimsa klal, there's no bas melech. What you're looking for is not to be found. Ainu benimsa klal. I know this place. I know the desert. I know the desolate places of the world. And I'm telling you, Ein b'nimsa klal. She's not to be found. And then he said, She'ishiyu es daitoi b'dvashtus. that you were misled. The giant says to the to this shliach of the king, it's narishkeit. Somebody made this up. It's a dvashtus to think that you could find the Bas Melech. But he refused to be Messiah. He refused to be Messiah. He didn't give up until he found the Bas Melech. So I was thinking a lot about this. Ki ha'odam eitz ha'sada. But the Torah reveals this hekesh, man and the tree. And we understand that man himself was grown from the earth, was formed from the earth. Ad shuvcha el ha'adama ki mimenu lukachta. Until man, at the end of his life, returns to the earth from where he was taken. And Adam is Adama. But the same way that when a tree is uprooted, when a tree is uprooted from the earth, from its source of existence of life, from its shayrish, from its yanika. When the tree is uprooted, it's misyabesh, it dries, it withers, and it dies. And so it is with man. You know, there was a song years ago that a famous songwriter wrote in Eretz Yisrael. When the Jews, when the communities of Sinai were being uprooted. And there are a few words there, Alna ta'akor natua. Alna ta'akor natua. They were crying out. The Jews were crying out, Alna ta'akor natua. Tivye'emu v'sita'emu b'hanachaloscha, Eretz Yisrael is ours. These are our homes. We built these homes with our own hands. Al nata akor natua. And the whole country was singing. And the whole country was crying and was still crying. Begging Hashem, don't allow this to happen. Al nata akor natua. Don't let that which is planted to be uprooted, parents, chalila, child, to raise a child. The child's roots are in that home with the parents, with the family that he loves. And all of us are asking and davening Hashem all the time, please, Rabbeinu Shalom, let them come home safely from school. Or from wherever they are in the world and life, al nata kor natua, don't let them be uprooted, not physically chalila uprooted. Let them remember who they are and come back to their homes. Not to be uprooted in Ruchni is to forget that they're Jews, to forget their tefillin, to forget their brachas, to forget their Shabbos. Al nata kor natua. But this itself defines modern man. The metzias of modern man is shun ekar, a person who is lonely, a person who is uprooted, a person who pathetically spends hours and hours a day jumping from one person, one network, one scene, one site to another, one chat, one group, one so-called friend, surfing throughout the entire world. Or on the outside, if you look at a modern person, if you look at man in 2023, Tavshin Pei Gimel, you look at man, you see a giant. Looks like a giant. He'll tell you that he has a home here, he has a home in Eretz Yisrael, he has a home in Florida. He has a company here, he owns buildings there. He has 25,000 apps on his phone. Not completely ne'ekar, without a shirish, without a root, without roots. Adam Godel, she'ena begeder anoshi klal. The human beings are so, have become so great and seem to be so successful. It's like if you would see a giant tree, a giant beautiful tree of many colors. But when you come closer to it, you see that it's plastic. And it has all of those colors, and it's huge, it's tremendous, with many branches. But it has no roots at all. It's plastic. It's not alive. It's not alive. It has no life at all. So in the search for the lost princess, the tzaddik, that means each and every one of us, in the search for the lost princess, we dray around the midbarias. We dray around the deserts of this world. Places that might be filled with people and buildings, but places that are empty. We dray around the midbarias, carrying an ilan, a tree, but that tree has been uprooted. As in the story of this giant person that's ena begeder noishi klal, and he's walking around in a desert carrying a tree that's not in the ground, carrying a tree that has no life, carrying a tree that's dead, that has no roots, that's been detached from its source of life, that has no cheshik to daven, doesn't have a feeling of kirvus elokim. Even when learning Torah, there's no feeling of elokus. Even in the relationships with other people. And at some point in our lives, or at some point in the life of this giant, successful person, draying around in the desert with an uprooted tree, at some point he says, or he comes to the conclusion, Bevada ein ibnim saklal. There is no bas melech. There is no princess. There is no shechina. There is no possibility of a human being experiencing a life, living a life of kirvus elokim, not being plastic, being alive, being attached to one's roots. Bevada ein benimtza klal. Hishiyu has died to bedvar shtus. And all the stories they told this giant when he or she was a kid in school, all the stories of Tanakh and all the stories of tzaddikim, it's all shtus. It's all stories, made up fiction. And the Bas Melech, that every now and then you did feel that presence of the Bas Melech. There were times in life where you caught a glimpse of the Bas Melech. But the cynical giant of 2023, with the uprooted tree on his shoulders, makes fun and says, "Ein benimtza klal." So the Baruch Shalom brings into the world the Yontif of Tu Bishvat. So as we've spoken about so many times over the years, we see that there are certain days on the calendar that only now, as we draw closer to Mashiach and Mashiach is Mamash, Oymed Acha Kesleinu, that we see now that these are days that the greatness is becoming more and more revealed. Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, Lag B'Omer, Pesach Sheni, that all the years of Galus Jews didn't feel connected during those years where we were so uprooted from Eretz Yisrael. We were so far. It was like a story. It was a dream. It was Einu B'Nimtza Klal. I remember my father, Zichron Levracha, said when we came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, and we were there in 1967, we were on the first plane that came to Eretz Yisrael after the Six-Day War. I remember my father had a certificate they gave. We were the first plane. I remember when we came to the place of the Kaisel, what it looked like then. And I remember my father said to me, we were walking in Yerushalayim, and my father said to me, it really exists. He said, in our home, there was a painting of Kever Rachel on one wall, and there's a painting of the Kaisel on another wall. In the Maris Machpelah, on another wall, there were paintings. But they're actually alive. There is Rachel Yemenu, there is a place. A heaven is a place in this world. Not just in the higher world of the dreams of children or things that they're taught in Cheder. And I can remember that day like yesterday, walking together with my father. Thousands and thousands of Jews. Soldiers and religious, not religious, singing and crying and dancing. And Tu B'Shvat is a Mashiach's Yontif. It's a Yontif of Tzadik HaToma Yifrat. Ke'erez Balvon and Yizke. Shesulim Beveis Hashem. Tu B'Shvat, the Baruch Shalom is coming to us and telling us that the time is coming. Soon Golus will end. And our avodah now is to be Shesulim Beveis Hashem, V'chatzos Elokeinu Yafrichu. Our avodah is to plant ourselves deep, deep, to return to our roots, to who we are and where we come from. And to prepare for that day of Bechatzis Elokeinu Yafricha. And David HaMelech began with V'hoya Ke'et Shosu Al Pal Gei Mayim. Ke'et Shosu Al Pal Gei Mayim. The tachlis of being a Jew is to be Shosu Al Pal Gei Mayim. The roots are deep. Al Nata Kur Natua, not to be uprooted from Hashem. Even though so many years have passed, and we were so far from Eretz Yisrael, not to feel uprooted, Chalila, from Eretz Yisrael. Not to feel uprooted from each other, from our families. Because the way of the modern giant, with the plastic tree, is described also by David HaMelech, Kegalgal, Kekash Lifnei Ruach, Kekash Lifnei Ruach, Kekash, like straw that's blowing in the wind. People nowadays are afraid of settling in. They're afraid of having roots. People can't daven in the same place 2 days in a row, 2 Shabbosim in a row. People are afraid of accepting achrayas. When I mentioned when we were learning Mishnayos, we made the scene before I mentioned my father, they were learning Mishnayos, they were the same old men sitting at the same table for 30, 40, 50 years. They didn't have Mishnayos on their computers. They had the same old Mishnayos. And they were alive. Their roots were deep. They weren't afraid of showing up. They weren't afraid of accepting achrayas, not for their families, not for the Jewish people, not for their davening, not for minyanim, not for learning. I mentioned a few times over the years, because I was thinking about it on Shabbos, and when I was by my mother this morning, so we were talking about it, my sister and myself, we were talking about how, some of you might remember, that the doctor made a psak with my father, Zichron Levracha, that he was not allowed to go to shul if it was less than 32 degrees. Mr. Warmer, you cannot go to shul, it's dangerous. So now there's a digital thermometer, but back then with my father, there was an old-fashioned thermometer outside the window by my sister's house. There's a thermometer. And my brother-in-law here remembers how my father would insist on getting all dressed up, which was a maisa that took quite a while. And if it was up to my mother, she should be well, there would be another 5 layers. And my father was dressed up like this, and he was standing there watching the thermometer. And when it was like 30, my father would say, "Shai, skit, time to go." And then someone would say, "It's not 32, it's only 30. And my father would say, no, look, it's 32. It's 32. Nuchava, now healthy young people can't go to shul on a Friday night if it's less than 32 degrees. Gewalt, gewalt. It's too difficult for us to get anywhere when you're uprooted, when you don't have deep roots. Every tnuah of kedusha is hard, is painful. People are not rooted in their homes. They might live in the same home, but they don't feel that they're at home. Husbands and wives, relationships, children. You know something which is amazing? Well, the Navi said, "Ki mei ha'eitz, ki mei ami," that the Jewish people, "Ki mei ami, ki mei ha'eitz, ki mei ami," Hashem says to the Navi that my people, the Jewish people, are ki mei ha'eitz. And you know that a tree can live for thousands of years. There are trees that are in the world now that are 3,000, maybe 4,000 years old. When you're walking in Eretz Yisrael, especially olive trees that are very old, there are trees that could be that David HaMelech was saying tilim by that tree. And when the roots are deep and the tree is connected to its makar, to its source, to the Adama, not only can the tree live for thousands of years, but the tree is able to continue giving fruit, to bear fruit, delicious fruit, over the course of thousands of years and thousands of winters. Tzemeach u'pereach, that the same tree, sitting in the same chair, in the same shul, with the same mishnai, is Tzemeach u'Pereach, bears fruit. Oy dinuvim b'seiver, d'sheinim v'rananim yiyu. Oy dinuvim b'seiver, even in the old years, in the old age, oy dinuvim b'seiver. That short walk from the house to the shtiebel around the corner in Farakwet, Rabbi Katz's shtiebel, that walk that It takes 30 seconds with my father with a walker. It took a long time. But he wouldn't miss it for anything. Or Yenuv Meseva, the Shainim Rananim Yihu. When you have a Jew, and this I believe is the Nukud HaPnimis of the connection between the Yontif of Tu Bishvat and the yard site of my father, Zichron Levracha. When you have a Jew who is not only is he not uprooted by the winds and by the winters of this world, but even the Yimach Shamay of Germany, even Hitler Yimach Shamay, was unable to uproot my father and those Jews of that generation who survived. There were some who were uprooted. And we knew them as well. And we respected them and we loved them. Even though they stopped putting on film. And they stopped sending their kids to yeshiva. There were people like that that we knew. But in the house that my sister and I grew up in, that my children were zoche to see, was a world of oyd yenuvim b'seiva, shesulim b'veis Hashem, b'chatzoy selekein liyafrichu, that for the last moment of his life, and even through those years, through those terrible, terrible years, that he never stopped growing, never stopped learning, never gave up hope. And what is that shayrish? What is that root? What is it that enables the Jewish people to be like those trees that somehow survive for thousands of years and keep on giving and keep on caring and keep on loving and keep on davening and keep on learning? Ki mei ha'etz, mei ha'ami. So the pasuk ends and tells us what is the shayrish of all of this. And what is the shurish of our lives? What is the root of all of our existence and what we do? Lahagi kiyasha Hashem, tsuri v'lo yavlos sabay. Every single day. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but almost every day. I talk to Jews who have given up hope, who feel that they simply cannot go on, and they have many, many difficulties, and shouldn't be chalila for anybody hardships. People who, for the most part, never went through those years of 1939 to 1945. But the root of who they are, the emuna of Tzuri, Lahagi Kiyosha Hashem, Tzuri of love, lost of boy, that Hashem is perfect, for I have lost a boy. He hasn't done anything to hurt me. I have no tainus against him. I have no complaints, which my father told me many times. Ki yasha Hashem. And then you meet somebody in Tavshid and Pei Gimel who has had difficulties and cannot go on believing. And as a result of that loss of emunah, becomes uprooted kekash, like a straw kekash lifnei ruach, and then is thrown around the world, and is flying through the midbaris, meeting all kinds of giants along the way. There's a maaseh, there's a yid, a chassidish yid that lived in Haifa. And he worked for somebody who wasn't religious. He was a good man, he wasn't Shem HaMitzvahs. And this chassid, his rebbe was Rav Motle from the Dvern, Sri Silein. And it was before Shavuos. And he went to his boss, and he asked his boss if it would be okay to take off 3 days from work for Shavuos. So the boss wasn't religious, but he said, look, I'm not observant, I'm not Shomer Mitzvos, But Shavuos is not 3 days. Even in Chutz Laaretz, it's not 3 days, Shavuos. So the Chassid said, "Yeah, but my Rebbe is not here, and we like to go before Yontiv, and there's a whole tish before Yontiv, and it takes time for me to get there from Haifa. And then there's Yontiv, and the Rebbe doesn't want us to leave right away after Yontiv, so maybe I'll come late, but I need 3 days if it's okay." So the boss smiled, and he said, "I'll tell you what. You could have your 3 days of Yontiv. You know, your vacation 3 days, go to your Rebbe. The only time I'm asking you is that when you come back, bring me a good vart." That's what he said. "Bring me some good Torah from some good chassidish Torah from your Rebbe." That's what the boss said. So he said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And he went off and he had a beautiful Yontiv. And before he left the Rebbe, he said to the Rebbe, "What happened?" He said, "Rebbe, my boss in Haifa was kind enough to let me have some time off, extra time. But he asked if I could bring back from the Rebbe a gift of a vart." And the Rebbe said to him, "A vart. And he went back to his boss. And he came in and the boss said, "Nu, Yankel, you brought me something for the Rebbe from Yontiv. What do you have? Some good schayer for Yontiv?" So he said, I do have a vart for my Rebbe. It says in Pasuk, Yedeh Hashem derech tzadikim, v'derech rishoyim toiveid. Yedeh Hashem derech tzadikim, Hashem knows the ways of the tzadikim, v'derech rishoyim and the ways of the wicked, toiveid. Lost, empty, nothing. Finished. So the Rebbe said that everybody in this world goes through difficulties. Everybody in this world has to suffer. That's the way it is in this world till Mashiach comes. But there's a huge difference between the tzaddik and the rasha. No matter what the tzaddik goes through in his life, he always says, Yedei Hashem. Hashem knows what's right. Hashem knows what's best. Yedei Hashem derech tzadikim. The way of the tzaddik is to always say, Yedei Hashem. We don't know. Yedei Hashem is derech tzadikim. Derech rishoyim, the way of the rush is toiveid, like the giant in the midbar. Toiveid means there is no basmalach, there's no hope, there's nothing after. There's nothing after Mauthausen, after Auschwitz. There is no future. You'll never ever survive. You'll never ever get married. You'll never have a family. It's not possible. There is no Bas Melech. My father always, whatever happened, Yedei Hashem, the Baruch Shalom knew what was best, and he did what was best. We don't understand. Yedei Hashem. But the Derech Rishoyim is Toiveid. Toiveid means all is lost. All is lost. There's no hope. And I was remembering today, and I'll end with this. I was remembering today. I was thinking about it. Before we moved to Far Rockaway and then to Woodmere, we were living, my wife and I were married, we were living first in Eretz Yisrael, and then we were living in Queens. And we lived on 73rd Avenue. I'm sure many of you know where that is, a little bit off of Main Street. And there are connected homes on 73rd Avenue, off of Main Street, all connected homes. If you were a gvir, you had a 20-foot. If you weren't, it was 18. But there were connected homes. And because of my parents' generosity, we were able to get one of those homes. And we were very excited. It was small, but it was cozy. But there was nothing growing in front. It was bare. And 75th Avenue was a busy place. So one day I was sitting with Meira on the steps of this little house. And I see that there's somebody down 73rd Avenue in a car that's going around 5 miles an hour, maybe 3-5 miles an hour. And my father usually drove around 20, 25 miles an hour in a 55-mile-hour. I see that my father, so who is that? Somebody's driving, and there's a rope in the back of the car tied to the trunk, and there's a big tree. My father drove from all the way down from 169th Street. My father drove down 70th and Avenue with the car pulling this tree. And he didn't care. The whole traffic, everybody's behind him. The kids need a tree. It's not nice to have a house without a tree. It doesn't look nice. Shmuel, you remember we used to live over there. That's it. My father gets out. It was a little bit uncomfortable for me. People are watching. People stop the cars to look at this. And my father's not in this fall at all. There's a knife. He cuts the rope. I said, Dad, where'd you get this tree? He says, you don't recognize it? I said, no, how should I know this tree? He said, this is from the backyard. It's by my parents' backyard. He said, you need a tree over here. Now stop talking and help me carry it. And we were the only ones. We had a beautiful big tree. Because the sweetest and deepest thing about that person, my father, Mordechai, Ayah Yosef ben Chaim, Ma'ishah ben Karpoz Mishkov, Zichron Levracha, the deepest thing about that person was he was uprooted. Everything he had in his life was taken from him. He was pulled away from his home, from his family. But he planted again. He found a way to start planting again. And for me, that's the biggest chizik. And for me, that's the yontiv of Tu B'Shvat, my father's Zichron Levracha. We have to daven Hashem is Baruch. This should be the last Tu B'Shvat that we spend so far away from our home. We've been uprooted as a people for so long. We might feel like we're giants, but we're in the desert, and even though it's a nice desert, but we're dragging around carrying things on our shoulders. Hashem Ezbo should bring us back to our home. Tivyemu v'sitoemu b'hanach aloscha. He should bring us back to Yerushalayim. And each one of us and our children should be firmly planted in the forests surrounding Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, to be zoichti v'makabu b'nei m'shiyat z'keinu v'mehemi amin v'amin v'amin.